はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
秋広です。
Sachiko here, video game guru. Do you guys play video games still?
Not recently.
No, I don't either. When was the last time you played?
ああ、私はもっと古いですね。I used to play invader games, space invader.
So today's conversation is obvious about two people talking about video games.
Mm-hmm. One guy is asking the other how to use the controller.
Ah. And what do you think the politeness level would be between two friends playing games?
Pretty casual.
Okay, well, let's take a look and see what the guru is teaching the apprentice.
ねえ、コントローラーの使い方教えてよ。
OK、簡単だよ。まず、A ボタンを押してみて。
うん、パンチだね。
次は B ボタン。
今度はキックだね。
次は C ボタン。
お、ジャンプだ。
最後に A たす B を一緒に押してみて。
お、なんかすごい技が出た。
必殺技だからね。この必殺技は1ステージで2回しか使えないから、強いボスキャラの時に使った方がいいよ。
わかった。
次は英語が入ります。
ねえ、コントローラーの使い方教えてよ。
Hey, show me how to use the controller.
Okay, 簡単だよ。まず、A ボタンを押してみて。
Okay, it's really easy. First, press the A button.
うん、パンチだね。
Okay, that's for punching.
次は B ボタン。
Now push the B button.
今度はキックだね。
This one's for kicking, eh?
次は C ボタン。
Next, the C button.
お、ジャンプだ。
Oh, this is for jumping.
最後に、A たす B を一緒に押してみて。
And last, push the A and B button together.
お、なんかすごい技が出た。
Wow, I just did something really cool.
必殺技だからね。この必殺技は1ステージで2回しか使えないから、強いボスキャラの時に使った方がいいよ。
That's a kill move. You can only use the special one twice in a level, so you'd better leave it for the strong boss characters.
わかった。
Got it.
Natsuko-san, Akihiro-san, what did you think of the conversation?
こういう難しいゲームやったことないな。
確かに。
I like role-playing games because you don't need to use the controller so much.
Ah, I see, I see.
結構好きですね、そういう戦いのゲームは。
ああ、そうなんですか。どういうところでやるんですか？
たまにゲーセン。
ゲームセンター。へえ。We abbreviate game center or arcade into ゲーセン in Japanese.
Mm-hmm. 結構忍者とか、なんかそういうゲーム面白いですよ。忍者が襲ってくるから、戦うみたいな。
すごい。
そういうゲーム。
Wow.
かなりリアルで怖いですね。
Sounds tough. Fighting against ninja.
Is that what ninja did in real life?
Well, I think that should be a topic of some history lesson or something.
Ah, Marky will give us a culture class on the history of ninja. I'm sure he knows a lot. Let's go over the vocabulary for the day. 一つ目をお願いします。
コントローラー。
Controller.
コントローラー。コントローラー。
Now, all you tech-savvy people out there, remind me, what exactly is a controller? Is that the remote control or the thing you have in your hand to play the game?
What I think exactly? It's the handset.
Oh, the handset that you
You can also
press.
Use that for remote controller.
Ah.
But it's usually the handset thing.
Okey-dokey.
Joystick and all those things.
I learned a new vocabulary today too. Okay, 次の単語をお願いします。
使い方。
The way to use something.
使い方。使い方。
This seems like a pretty useful vocabulary. Let's hear a sample sentence.
パソコンの使い方を習う。
To learn how to use a computer.
That's
what I need to do.
Really?
Are you guys pretty tech savvy? Computers? Video games?
Not really. I can use it for my work, but not really.
私も簡単なことしかわかりません。
Akihiro, you just introduced our next vocabulary. How convenient. What is it?
簡単。
Simple. Easy.
かんたん。簡単。
Now, this can be used for anything, right?
Yeah, almost anything.
The technology is easy. Mm-hmm. The way to use it is easy. Mm-hmm. You can talk about recipes being easy.
Yes.
When you turn this into an adjective, how would you use that?
簡単な。So it's an adjective.
Okay. 簡単な料理. An easy cooking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Mm, me too. Mm.
Okay, the next vocabulary is pretty easy to figure out. What's that?
Punch.
Punch.
Punch. Punch.
Wow. Would you ever use this in daily life?
Mm.
Punch. Punch を食らったんだよ。
彼女と喧嘩してね。
So you got into a fight with your girlfriend and you got punched.
I use this word for my cat.
What?
She used to punch me. 猫パンチ。痛いんですよ。
Really? It hurts?
Uh-huh. It hurts.
But it's a tiny little cat.
猫パンチと猫キックがね、痛いんですよ。
嘘。
Because they scratch at the same time.
Ouch. Ouch. Now, how do you do to defend yourself from the 猫パンチ?
Oh, there's virtually no way to defend against cats. We just have to tolerate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can wear like thick padded gloves when you're in the house.
But in that case, we can't, you know, have fun with cats.
Oh, that's true. And the next word is very similar.
Kick.
Kick.
Kick. Kick.
Yeah, when you watch like professional wrestling on TV, there's lots of different kinds of kicks, right? Mm-hmm. Side kicks and overhead kicks and... I guess you use these words in martial arts, maybe.
Yes. And also for soccer games, football games, rugby
that's
games.
True. Let's go to the next vocabulary. お願いします。
技.
Technique.
技. 技.
What kind of situations can you use this word in?
I think almost anything.
Sports?
Oh, yes, sure.
Yeah.
柔道で技ありってありますね。
そうですよね。Yes. When you're doing judo and you actually get the guy down, it's wazari, meaning a technique was acknowledged or accepted.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But a bit weaker than ippon, right?
Oh, yes, right.
One
notch weaker, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lower.
Because ippon would actually determine the win or loss of the game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is not only used for sports, but it can be used for like arts or handicrafts.
Mm.
Anything involving, you know, kind of techniques.
Right, and special skills, maybe. Mm-hmm. Which brings us to the next vocabulary, which is?
必殺技.
A special move. An unusual one unique to a certain fighter or a fighting style.
必殺技. 必殺技.
Ooh, now this is a word I hear a lot in professional wrestling.
Oh, yes, right.
Boxing, mm-hmm. Definitely. Do you guys have hisatsuwaza?
Hisatsuwaza?
Yeah. In anything, like fighting off a boss, or fighting in the trains, or grabbing a seat in the train.
I know one.
Ooh.
I know one with Peter.
Oh, what do you do?
Peter's hisatsuwaza. Look up at the PDF. Check out the PDF.
Right.
That's his hisatsuwaza.
Okay, let's go to the next vocabulary.
Boss kara.
Boss character in a video game.
Boss. Kara, boss kara.
Obviously, kara is the abbreviation of character.
Mm-hmm.
And it's combined with the boss to make boss kara.
Mm-hmm.
Do we use this in daily life? I don't think so. Do we?
I think almost, you know.
Unique to video games.
Yeah, game exclusive.
And the last word.
強い.
Strong.
強い. 強い.
Now, can we use this for physical and psychological strength?
You can use it for both.
Mm. If you were psychologically strong, what would you call that?
精神的に強い。
Mm. Okay, so Natsuko-san, let's take a look at today's grammar point.
はい。
今日のグラマーポイントは、何々の使い方を教えてください。Please show me or teach me how to use blah blah blah. Okay, では、I'll be the consumer and you can be the sales assistant.
Okay.
You can tell me how to use this microwave.
電子レンジの使い方を教えてください。
Please teach me how to use the microwave.
電子レンジ. This is the word for microwave.
Microwave.
So something you want to know how to use、mm-hmm. will come before this expression, right?
Right. At the very beginning of the sentence.
電子レンジの使い方を教えてください。
So 電子レンジの使い方 would be how to use the microwave.
Yes.
Okay.
And
the answer would be...
電子レンジの中にラップのかかったお皿を入れてドアを閉じます。
Literally translated, this would be Into the microwave, you put a dish covered with saran wrap and shut the door.
そして時間を設定してボタンを押します。
Then you set up the time and push the button. なるほど。I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, now I know how to use a microwave. Oh, thanks to Natsuko-san.
よかったですね。Yes. Civilized now.
Yes, I'm civilized. I can make myself a TV dinner. Yes.
Yay.
I feel so cultured now. And in Japan, what sound does a microwave make when it kind of sets off the timer?
Chin.
Exactly. That's why sometimes in Japanese, we use this word to refer to the action of using a microwave.
Yes, it's actually used as a verb.チンする。
Yeah, which sounds really weird. So,
bing.
Yeah, to do ding.
That means to microwave something.
Right. And we actually use this a lot in daily life.
Yes, and I actually see some on recipes. 3分間チンします。
Let's look at a cell phone.
携帯電話の使い方を教えてください。
Please tell me how to use the cell phone.
携帯電話。This is the word for cell phone.
Right.
Or mobile phone.
Exactly.And the answer is?
電源を入れて電波が届いているか確認して相手の電話番号を入力します。
So the first phrase
電源を入れて
means power it on or switch it on. And the middle phrase
電波が届いているか確認して
What's a 電波?
That's the electric wave.
Yeah, so make sure you're getting the electronic waves.届いている means it's reaching you.
Yes.
So, and 確認する means?
To check.
Right. So, check to make sure that you're getting the electromagnetic waves. And then?
相手の電話番号を入力します。
相手の refers to who?
To someone you are making a call to.
Call to, right. So, to the partner の電話番号, which is the phone number.
はい。
入力する means?
To enter.
Right. So,In a nutshell, 相手の電話番号を入力します means to input the phone number of the person you're trying to dial.
そして通話ボタンを押します。
Then you press the talk button. 通話ボタン。What does 通話 mean?
通話 means to talk on a phone.
Right, so it's the act of calling.
Yes.
So there's a button specifically for calling、
mm-hmm.
or initiating a phone call.
Yes.
じゃあ夏子さん、次のレッスンでは電子レンジの使い方をまた教えてください。
Well, some days maybe.
Okay, very
Japanese
soon.
cooking lesson.
Ah, that's very good. Yeah, Japanese food, Japanese recipes,、
mm-hmm.
Japanese words for utensils.
Yes.
Because there's so many Japanese utensils that don't exist in the Western world.
Mm-hmm, right.
That's a great idea.
Maybe、okay. we can do some series about
it. Yes, that'll be our next course.
Okay.
JapaneseCuisines.com.、Mm. So stay tuned for next week and be sure to print out the PDF because it'll have a lot of information about how to use electronic gadgets. And these vocabulary are really useful, so make sure you check them out.
Yes.
So see you next week.
それじゃあまた今度。
また来週。
ねえ、コントローラーの使い方教えてよ。
OK。簡単だよ。まず A ボタンを押してみて。
うん。パンチだね
次は B ボタン
今度はキックだね
次は C ボタン
お、ジャンプだ
最後に A たす B を一緒に押してみて
お、なんかすごい技が出た
必殺技だからねこの必殺技は1ステージで2回しか使えないから強いボスキャラの時に使った方がいいよ
わかった